on the Division of Parks and Recreation, again, in your booklet number 29 will be our August camping visitation reports there for the months of August. And generally speaking, August was kind of felt like one of the months of this year that we're kind of felt a little bit more normal, even though there was, you know, still some weather events out there, and we're still feeling some high water impacts to a lot of our parks out there. So, but nonetheless, as you can see from the numbers there, August we ended a little bit up in about all categories there, both visitation, camping, and revenue. So that's a good sign, and also good sign since there was some districts in there that are still, like I say, they're still plagued with some of the impacts of high water. As you can see, District 10, which is the North Point area, which is southern Charles Mix County there, that area is still seeing some issues there. Randall Creek, as we've talked in the past, remains closed to camping. But the North Point campground, which was closed the early part of the year due to the high water levels on Lake Francis Case, was able to get reopened, I believe, about partially on July 8th, and then it was fully reopened maybe a couple weeks later there. So so seeing that park rebound with some good numbers and so forth, especially when, you know, we had to go in and do a lot of electrical repairs to that campground, and all the grass was dead, and smell of dead fish and things like that we had to deal with there to get that park ready to be open. So to see North Point come back with some pretty good strong numbers in August was encouraging as well. So Snake Creek, that district saw some weather this year or this month with some severe thunderstorms that did some significant damage to the marina, and it took out a lot of trees there too as well. But we're also fortunate that there wasn't anything more serious with that. So overall, with visitation, we're up 4% year to date. I think we're tracking a little bit behind, about 3%, which equates to about 140,000 visitations. So actually, you know, this year with some of the visitation we've seen in the parks, it's going pretty well. In terms of camping, we're up 1% there, and again, you see with some of the districts that might be still impacted by low water, or high water, I should say, is District 4 in Brookings, Kingsbury County there. Lake Ponsett's had a few sites that are still been unable to get open until recently, just a handful of them next to the shoreline. And Lake Thompson, we still have water over the roads in that area. So, I mean, even in the end of August, we're still dealing with a lot of high water issues in some of these parks, and something it's really weighing heavily on us as we enter the winter here and start looking towards next spring with a lot of those parks there. So again, North Point ended August only in down 6% with camping there. So again, glad to get those folks back out there, and we've seen some other good increases in camping, such as the District 12, which is Oahe Downstream and Lower Lake Oahe, had some good numbers this month. District 15, Shade Hill, you'll see some good numbers there. Part of that's probably a result of the new campground that was built last year that went online, you know, beginning of this year. So that's been met with good success, and people are really enjoying that new addition there as well. So. And then the last page is our revenue numbers that shows how we track for August there. Again, we were up 2% for revenue in August. Year to date, I believe we're tracking about 5% below last year. But again, we've seen some good things there. You can see the different licenses there. You know, one thing that's specific to August is the Custer State Park rally bike bands, and that's always kind of an indicator of how they went for Custer State Park. And as you can see, there was just a slight decrease in traffic there associated with the rally, but overall, a good strong month of August. So these numbers obviously do not include the statistics for Labor Day weekend and September. So those are two parts of the season that we watch very closely, and in October we'll be able to give you kind of a better recap of the season and how things went, and hopefully we make up some ground with some good weather and some good opportunities to get folks outside and join the park. So if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you, Al. Any questions? No questions.
Thank you.
So I think we've gotten through the agenda. Anybody have any other business we should take up today? If not, if there's commissioner subjects that they want to be added to the agenda, you can sure tell us about them now or later, of course. We'll continue the waterfowl discussion that Commissioner Sharp started. We'll continue that in October. And I think I understand that maybe the department will bring some proposed repeal of identifying other property on public ground consistent with the draft world. But those are the subjects that I come to mind. Anybody else have any other subjects? Commissioner Bies.
Commissioner Bies, I know Rachel's mentioned this a time or two, but, you know, we're sitting here with reams of paper being handed out for, like, just a few seconds of looking at it. And one of the things I did when I was a county commissioner, I proposed to purchasing iPads for all the commissioners, and that the response time for getting this information was faster. We didn't have all these piles. Our staff could make conversation a lot quicker back and forth, and I was just wondering if it might be an option that we could consider for the GF&P commissioners to obtain some iPads to make that happen. Get our information quicker, we can get back to people, and we wouldn't have to have all this paper being handed out all the time. Is that for consideration?
Sure. Why don't we consider it, and we'll come back with an answer of some sort in October. How's that? Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Sergeant? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.